Okay, hi. So I'm gonna try to do this like kind of fast, which probably isn't gonna work out because I'm just gonna start rambling. So I decided to tackle three things that you guys asked me about yesterday. And it actually it makes me laugh that you guys actually like listened to the whole audio just because it was like just me rambling the whole time, and that you guys actually find it funny. Okay, I need to go into the audio, like actually on Reddit, so I can see what it was that you guys said. So somebody asked about the first time that I dyed my hair. Oh God. So when I was really young, like I was told by my parents, I went to a religious school as a kid. It was like a private school. And in that private school, I was taught that like you're not supposed to dye your hair, like that like your hair color is a part of your identity, and it was just dumb. And so like when I was in high school, I grew up in, I don't know about you guys, I grew up in like the MySpace days where like everybody had MySpace and everybody had like their hair short. I had like a boy cut that I used to razor cut, like with a razor, like a stray razor, like. And I used to wear like a lot of black eyeliner, and I had my lip pierced and my ear stretched, and oh my God. Like thankfully I took really good care of my ears, so they like didn't stay big. They shrunk down. So now I can wear regular like adult earrings. I mean, not that like plugs aren't like adult. It's just that like I appreciate the fact that I can wear like diamond studs now, you know? The first time I dyed my hair, my mom was very, very strict. And I had like really short, just short hair. My hair naturally is like really dark, like chocolate brown. And I really wanted to do my hair completely black and then like with one like line, not one line, like not vertically but horizontally, like across my head, that of like bleach blonde. And I was like prepared for my mom to flip out, but I had this cousin who lived on the other side of town, and me and her were really close, and she was like a year older than me, and so I used to like spend a lot of time with her, we both like were the devil's advocate for each other. Like if my aunt said she couldn't do something, I'd be like, let's just fucking do it. And she'd be like, all right. So we would just get like we would do things together. I remember one time I like cut all of her hair off. Her hair was really long and she wanted it short like mine, so I razored it. And when my aunt got home, she cried. She saw her and she was like, why did you do this to yourself? And she started crying and I was like, oh my God, I ruined her life. But so like we would both like egg each other on. So I was gonna spend the night at her house. I asked my mom one weekend, like it was like planned. Like me and her had already planned, like we're gonna do it. Our moms are not gonna be able to say anything because my aunt at the time was out of town. And so I told my mom, like, hey, I'm gonna go stay. Fuck, what can we call her? I'll just say Sarah. Like, hey, I'm gonna go stay at Sarah's house this weekend. And she was like, okay, that's fine. And I was like, okay, because she has an older sister, and like her older sister and is like 3 or 4 years older than her. So like my mom thought we would be good with her sister there, but little did she know my cousin wasn't even home. Like she was out with her boyfriend the whole weekend. So it's just like me and my cousin home, like me and my cousin Sarah, like at my aunt's house, just doing stupid shit like for the weekend. I think I was like 15 at the time, and so it's just dumb. So I went to stay with her for the weekend, and we did my hair. So we like first we did like all of the black, and then we did the blonde streak. Like we bleached a piece of my hair. So like my hair was like razored and it was like layered. And so when the blonde part was like if I strained all of my hair, you could see like the blonde pieces through the hair, and it just like I thought I looked so cool. 15-year-old me thought I was like so amazing, super great, like awesome, super stylish, really trendy. I'm just kidding. But yeah, so we did my hair, and then so I was like good. I was like, yes, like I'm like, my mom is not gonna be able to tell me anything. like, whatever. And so my mom, like, my cousin posted, like, a picture of, like, her doing my hair on, like, MySpace, and, like, somebody, I don't know how, the thing is, my mom, like, found out about it or something, and my mom called me. This was, like, I went to go stay with her on, like, Friday, and then my mom calls me, like, on Saturday night, and my mom's like, did you dye your hair? And I'm like, no. And she's like, if you come home and your hair is dyed, she's like, I am going to kill you. Like, I am, and my mom is, like, crazy. Like, she would, if she said she's going to do something, like, my mom would do it. Like, I never called her bluff because I knew that if she said, if I did something, and I did it, I would, it's just like, that's it. And so she says, like, if you did something to your hair and you come home like that, like, I am going to flip. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to die. And so I told my cousin, I was like, we can't, we need to take this out of my hair. And she's like, we can't, like, what do you want me to do? And so she's like, it's fine. Like, I'm taking you home tomorrow, like, Sunday night. We'll figure something out tomorrow morning. And I'm like, all right, cool, whatever. And so, like, we go to sleep, and then my mom calls me the next morning, like, at 7 a.m. And I think she did it on purpose because I think she knew, like, we were going to try to get away with it. And so my mom calls me, like, at 7 a.m. the next morning, and she's like, I'm going to your tia's house, and I'm picking you up. And I was like, when? She's like, in an hour. And I was like, what? She's like, yeah, I'm going to pick you up. She's like, and if your hair is dyed. And I was like, okay, cool, mom, okay, thank you. And so hang up, and I wake my cousin up, and I'm like, oh my God, my God, my God, like, my mom's gonna pick me up, I'm gonna die, this is the last time you're gonna speak to me, please write my eulogy, I want you to talk at my funeral, have the Blood Brothers play at my funeral, please, they're my favorite band. And so, like, my cousin is like, we're trying to think of what we can do to get away, like, the black, I mean, I could have, like, gotten away with the black, but the blonde part, what was, like, it was what was killing us. And so my cousin's like, we didn't have any more black hair color, like, left. And so she was like, she, okay, so she, like, leaves the room. She comes back and she's like, I just thought of something super crazy, but I think it might work. And I was like, what? And she's like, what if we put, like, shoe? She's like, what if we put, like, shoe color, like, in your hair and the blonde parts? And I was like, what do you mean? She's like the shoe color, like, you know, like the black for your shoes. Like, why don't we put that in your hair for the time being while she comes pick you up? And I'm like, what if my hair falls out? And she's like, well, if your hair falls out, I mean, at least you're not gonna get in trouble. And it's like stupid because now I'm like an adult and I think of that I was like, oh, I'd rather my hair fall out than my mom get mad at me, you know? And so I was like, fuck it. So we like literally got in the bathroom and like, I flipped my head like upside down and she starts putting like shoe like polish in my hair, like the black one. And of course shoe polish isn't made for hair. So that shit starts like evaporating into my hair. Like, I don't know if it's because like my hair was bleached and it was so dry, but it starts like just like dissolving into nothing in my hair. And she went over it like 3 or 4 times and I'm just like, she's like, dude, I don't know what we're gonna do. Like, it's not, we made it look like gray. Like, that's the most that we got, was like, it looked gray. And so I look in the mirror and I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna die. And my mom shows up, and my mom was with my grandma. My mom doesn't freak out around my grandma. I don't know if it's because my grandma's like such a sweet person and she knows that my mom is gonna, like, my grandma's gonna tell her something. But like, they knock on the door and my cousin goes and opens the door, and I just hear my mom say, Sarah, where is she? I was about to say my name too, but no, she's like, where is blank? And then my cousin was like, oh, she's coming. And I like come down the stairs. I remember I had a hoodie on and I had it up. And my mom was like, take that hood off. And I'm like, fuck. So I take the hood down, and then she like comes around. My mom's shorter than me, so she like comes around and starts like looking at my hair. And she's like, you dyed your hair. And then I was like, yes, I did. And she's like, why didn't you tell me you dyed your hair when you did it? When I asked you. And I'm like, I was scared. And she's like, "You dyed it gray?" And then I'm like, "No, it's a blonde." And she's like, "That doesn't look blonde." And I'm like, and it was at that point that I knew I had lost my mind, because then I had to say out loud why I put shoe polish in my hair. And my mom was like, "What do you mean?" And I'm like, "Well, I thought it would make my hair black, so I put shoe polish in my hair." And my mom, like, just, like, stares at me. And I was like, "Oh, my God, she's going to kill me." And she starts laughing hysterically. Like, just laughing at the top of her lungs. And I'm just like, "Why are you laughing?" She's like, "That's the funniest thing I've heard." She's like, "I cannot believe that you really did that to try to get away with dyeing your hair." And I was like, why do I do the things that I do? There's been a lot of times in my life where I ask myself that, like, why do I do the things that I do? somebody else asked me, what did you guys ask me? Like, the first time that I masturbated? I didn't masturbate until I was, like, 23 or something. I tried it before, and I just, like, laid in bed. I was, like, laying on my back, just, like, fingering myself, and I was just like, this doesn't feel good. I'm just gonna go watch TV. And so I just, like, that was it. And then when I was like 23, I remember I like made it a point, like I made it, I was determined to get off. And so that's when I started like actually masturbating regularly, and it had worked for me. So yeah. What else? Let's see. My parents' reaction to my tattoos. Oh, fuck. So, my mom, oh, this is awful. And this is another stupid shit that I did. So, when I got my first tattoo that I ever got was behind my left ear. And it was strategically that way because I didn't want my mom to find out that I got a tattoo. And I thought, like, I'm going to put it somewhere where I can hide it. Behind my ear. I'll just wear my hair down all the time. And, like, at the time, I really, really was, like, set on, like, wearing my hair down for the rest of my life. And so, I get this tattoo on the back of my ear, and I, like, I'm wearing my hair down consistently. This was when I was like 18. And so I'm wearing my hair down. And one day I was going to work. I used to work at a Subway. And I used to, well, of course, if you guys have ever been to Subway, they wear like those caps, like the visors. And so we couldn't wear our hair down. But this day, like, I woke up late and stuff, and I didn't have time to straighten my hair. So I was just like, my hair was a mess. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Like, I'm just going to like wear it like this. And then when I get in my car, I'll like put my hair up, put my visor on. That's good. I'll be good, you know? And so like, I'm like out the door grabbing my stuff. And my mom is like, where are you going? I'm like, to work. What do you mean? She's like, you're going to go with your hair like that? And I like, and anytime that I fall asleep on my hair, like, when, not a false, obviously I fall asleep on my hair all the time, but like anytime that I fall asleep with like my hair wet, it's a mess. Like I wake up and I just like look like it's just frizzy AF. And so my mom's like, you're gonna go to work with your hair like that? But my mom speaks Spanish. So my mom is like, con ese greñero te vas a ir a trabajar? That's what she told me. And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, it's a mess. And I'm like, I know. And she's like, aren't you embarrassed for people to see you with your hair like that? And I'm just like, yes. And she's like, then why are you wearing it down? And I'm like, I didn't want to tell her, like, I'm going to put it up, you know? I was like, because? And she's like, because what? And I was like, I don't know. she's looking at me like I'm an idiot. And she's like, so you know your hair looks ugly? And I'm like, yes. And she's like, but you're not going to put it up. And I was like, no. And she's like, so you're going to wear your hair like, you can, she's like, you can't wear your hair down like that at work. Isn't it not safe? And I was like, yes. And she's like, yes, what? And I'm like, it's not safe. And she's like, so are you going to put your hair up? And I'm like, yes. And she's like, at work? And I was like, in my car. Like, she was getting closer and closer to, like, breaking me. And she's like, she goes, in your car? And I'm like, yeah. And my mom is staring at me like I'm fucking dumb. Like, she's staring at me like I'm the dumbest person who's ever walked the earth. And she's like, okay, why are you going to put your hair up in your car? And I was like, oh my God. I'm not going to make it to work. And then they're going to have to call my house. And my mom's going to have to tell them she murdered me. And then she's going to go to prison. And so I'm like, she kept asking me questions. She's like, so you're going to put it up in your car? I'm like, yep. And she's like, why? And I'm like, because. And she's like, because what? And I was like, oh my God. So I literally like just like turned like on my head so she could see where my tattoo was. And I lifted up my hair and I just like showed it to her and she stared at it with her mouth wide open. She was so like up, like just surprised. And she's like, you got a tattoo? And I was like, uh-huh. And she's like, is that why you've been wearing your hair down for like a month? And I'm like, yes. And she goes, oh my God. And I'm like, are you mad? And then she didn't say anything. And I'm like, I'm going to work. I have to go to work. And she's like, okay. So I start getting my stuff. And then she goes, hey. So I'm about to walk out the door. I'm like, what? And she's like, how much did you pay for that? And I was like, what? She's like, how much did you pay for that? And I was like, $60. And she's like, you should have paid me that. I could have done it for you. And then I left. That was it. That's all she said. And then my dad, my dad also is like, he says that women don't look good with tattoos. He's like, there's women with tattoos. I mean, that's stupid. That's what he says. And so I remember when I told him, we were sitting in his car and I had my hair down too. But he already knew that I had it because my brother had told him. And so we're sitting in my dad's car and I hadn't seen my dad in about like 3 or 4 years because me and my dad went a while that we were estranged and we weren't talking to each other. And so we're sitting in his car like the day that we made up and he like looks over at me and he goes, just show it to me. And I was like, what? He's like, just show me. Just show it to me. And I was like, oh, fuck. So I put my hair up again and I showed my dad. And then my dad was like, that's so stupid. And I was like, what? He's like, that's so stupid. And I was like, who says that, Dad? It's on my body forever. He's like, that's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. And I was like, all right, then, fuck, like, Jesus Christ, just like you can't support me. Like, I didn't say that, but I was like, okay, whatever. And then he goes, why did you even get that anyway? And so I tell him why I got it. The reason that I got my first tattoo, it represents my dad. And it's something that like, it represents something that I realized as a child that I want to do with my life, which is what I went to school for. And the particular thing that I have tattooed on me is, something from a book that I love. And that book, when I got older and realized that I wanted to write, I got that tattoo because my thing is that I one day want to write something that is going to make a child feel as safe as that book made me feel. And I got that because of my dad. My dad was always the one that like fed me being a bookworm and who like took me to museums and took me. If I wanted to go skateboarding, my dad would take me skateboarding. Like, my dad was just, like, super. I remember when I was a kid, I used to listen to, like, Rage Against the Machine and, like, Linkin Park. And my dad would let me put, like, the CDs on cassettes for him. And then he would listen to them because my dad was super cool. Like, he was always super awesome. And so that's why I got my first tattoo. And my dad, he's like, why did you get that? And then I explained to him, like, I got it because of this and this. And do you remember when you did this and you did this and this? And I, like, explained it to him. And then at the end of, like, when I'm done talking about what it meant, I looked over at my dad and he was crying. And then he just goes, that's beautiful. And I was like, you don't hate it? And he was like, well, now that you explained it, that's beautiful. And I was like, oh, alrighty then. And so, yeah, that's how my parents found out about my tattoos. I have another tattoo on, like, my forearm. And my dad didn't care after that. Like, my dad always tells me all the time, even to this day, he tells me, like, you're the perfect daughter. You're the perfect daughter anyone could ask for, except for the sarcasm and the tattoos. That's what he says. But my mom, I went to get it with my sister, and we had purposely, like, gone to do something else. I was visiting in LA. I was visiting my family in LA, and me and my sister, like, disappeared for a couple of hours, and then we showed up at my aunt's house. And we walked in the gate, and everybody was sitting in the backyard, like, sitting around the pool, like, just talking. And then my mom, like, she literally heard the gate open, and she, like, jumped up. And she is standing there with her hands on her waist. And then she goes, what did you guys do? And we're like, nothing. And then she saw the side of my arm, and she goes, I fucking knew it. And I'm like, what? And she's like, I knew it. I knew you guys were, that's what you guys were going to do. I knew it. I knew it. And she tells my aunt, like, didn't I tell you? But she told her in Spanish. She goes, ¿Qué no te dije? ¿No te dije? ¿No te dije que iban a hacer eso? And my aunt was like, she did. She said it right from the beginning. Like, when you guys disappeared, she was like, they're going to get tattooed. And so that's, my mom has had just, like, the most hilarious, like, reactions. And I tell her all the time, like, recently she asked me if I was going to get another tattoo. She's like, are you going to get more tattoos? And I was like, yep. And she's like, why? I'm like, Mom, I'm just going to go, like, full Mexican, and I'm going to get, like, your last name tattooed on my chest. And my mom's like, no, don't say that. It's just stupid. And yeah, those are two things you guys asked about. I don't know if this story, this, like, audio is going to be as interesting as the last ones that I posted, just because, like, I don't know. I feel like the other ones were more interesting. But yeah. Anyway, you guys can do the same thing you did in the other audio. Like, if you guys want to drop in the comments what you guys want to hear me talk about, or if you guys have any questions, then that would be swell. I'm just kidding, I don't use that word, I don't know why I said it. But yeah, also, oh my god, my audio from yesterday went gold, like, got red at gold, and I'm so, like, oh, I'm so flattered. I feel so special. So yeah, I'm gonna probably reach out to the person that did that. It's super cool. And I had, like, a really shitty day today, like, just the worst day, just, like, tired, exhausted, and just had, like, a lot of stuff going on, and just been, like, super stressed because I'm, like, going through something. But seeing that just, like, made my day. And also just, like, seeing your guys' comments, and, like, just, I don't know, you guys really, like, lift me up. That sounds like, isn't that a Josh Groban song? You lift me up. I don't know. But I'm not trying to be Josh Groban, because, like, fuck that guy. Well, I mean, no offense if you're Josh Groban or you're a Josh Groban fan. I'm an idiot. Yeah. You guys really do, like, make me feel better when I have, like, shitty days. Ugh. And just, so I appreciate that. And yeah, so I don't know if anybody's going to listen through to this, but if you do, then God bless you. Just bless your soul. Oh, God, why did I say that? But anyway, oh, yeah, so that's it. Okay, bye.